Blog Talk Radio.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. You're getting air from there, man. It's no good. You see this? It's gotta be tight. You're gonna have to put some gum around the base of that to get a good hit, man.
The dried leaves and berries are ground up and made into cigarettes by a simple hand machine. The deadly narcotic is thus quickly and easily prepared for its market. The sale of marijuana is even more difficult to detect and halt than the traffic in drugs such as opium, morphine, and heroin.
What was that?
That was my skull! I'm so wasted!
George Tote Weed. Yeah.
Absolutely, George Tote Weed. Are you kidding me, man? He grew fields of that stuff, yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. Fields.
He drew that shit up in Mount Vernon, man.
Mount Vernon, man. He grew it all over the country, man. He had people growing it all over the country, you know? The whole country back then was getting hot. Let me tell you, man, because he knew. He was on to something, man. He knew that it would be a good cash crop for the southern states, man. So he grew fields of it, man. But you know what? Behind every good man, there's a woman, and that woman was Martha Washington, man. And every day George would come home, she'd have a big fat bowl waiting for him, man, when he'd come in the door, man. She was a hip lady,
no
man.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco gold is
badass weed.
All right, we're live tonight. It is the MHH Network, yes. The happy hour. The happiest hour on radio. Where are you going to go tonight? What else are you going to do?
There's nothing.
What are you going to do? You going to watch some Netflix? There ain't nothing to watch. You know what you do? You spend 8 hours trying to find something to watch on Netflix before you're like, you know what, man, fuck it. There ain't nothing on Netflix.
I don't know how to use Netflix.
It sucks.
I know.
You end up watching like 8 seasons of Saved by the Bell for no reason at all.
Go to your local library.
Other than to jerk off watching Tiffany Annie Thiessen in those yoga socks.
She was hot. I remember when she came out and she won the modeling contest in like Teen Beat magazine or something.
Yeah, I mean, everybody wants to fuck Tiffany Amber Thiessen. I mean, I know her career. It's Saved by the Bell. She did a Grape Nuts commercial as a child.
Is that where she got started?
Yes. Very beautiful woman.
Wasn't she from Illinois too?
No, she's from the Heartland. What was that? What was the name of that place? Nebraska.
Oh, I don't know.
She's hot. Very hot. And she was on Son-in-Law.
Yes, with Pauly Shore.
Yeah, she was
classic.
In the Trans Am.
I would have to watch it now.
With the cowboy boots, and the cowboy hat, and the titties hanging out.
Guys saying the word titties. What's up with
titties
that?
Is like a good guy code thing for saying titties.
I don't know.
Titties is fun.
You like the titties. I want the bowl. That thing makes me cough.
You know what? Titties are better.
I like them called ladies. I don't know. Am I old fashioned in that sense?
Yeah, but you know, just titties is our, like when me and my buddies get together.
Mm-hmm. Like, but you say it to me a lot.
Like, how's your titties? I always say, I love them titties. Titties. Titties.
Titties.
Titties. Everybody loves titties.
I mean, you sex with me and I see that and you're like, I'm sucking those titties. And I'm like, titties.
Yeah, I know, titties.
I feel like a cow at that point. Like, I got udders. Isn't that what they call them?
Yeah, they call them.
Some on cows, titties?
Yeah, they call them tits or tats.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Cliff code for my titties.
Yeah, I mean... Why don't we just call them, Rhondas?
No.
We can call them Romulus. Captain Kirk's?
No.
Oh.
William Shatner.
Can we call them Bags of Sand?
Bags?
Bags of Sand.
No.
Bags of Sand.
Oh, that's like one of those
kids. I felt a girl up once when I was in Canada.
Yeah?
And her tits felt like bags of sand.
Was she? Or like firm, good sand. Like,
no,
it
like
was like
sand.
I know, but a full bag of sand? Like
yeah.
It's full and you can just like...
Yeah.
Put your indention in there and it comes back out.
Yeah, I've only had sex with that one girl in Canada that one time at, you know, band camp.
At band camp. That one time. It's always that one time.
And her tits felt like bags of sand.
That's the craziest thing. I've never heard of anybody in bags of sand.
Apparently, you've never seen The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I've seen parts of it. I've never sat down and watched it, though, to where I paid attention. No.
Bags of sand. So, I know we didn't do this in show prep, but what what term? Because we as guys, sometimes we hear that dirty talk is what girls are into.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying some dirty talk lately. I don't know
dirty,
if you noticed.
Yes, you've come out of your box.
Yeah.
With the dirty talk.
Dirty talk.
It's getting better.
I mean, how far is too far? Can you go too
far
with dirty talk?
I don't know. I don't. You know what? If you cross the line, I'll let you know. I'll be like, all right, that might be a little much. I don't know what that line actually would be. I mean, I like to talk dirty if you haven't noticed.
I like to talk dirty. I just like to say, hey, why don't you sit on my fucking face? Put that pussy on my face.
Sure. You did, too.
I did. I said, hey, put that puss right on the fucking face here, you know?
Yes, Andrew.
I said, hey, I had this chick sitting on my face.
Like a Hershey candy.
And she
ball.
Looks at me and she goes, do I know you?
Oh. I'm sorry. It was the best. Oh, my God. Do I know you?
Do I know you? Who are you?
Have we met before?
Why do you have your tongue on my vagina?
That moves so bit familiar. Are you sure we haven't met before?
So I would like to know, tonight, when we make love, if you want to call it that.
I think we make love, I think we fuck, and I think that we have sex.
There's all three aspects of it.
There's more.
But tonight I'm going to be using the technical terms.
Shit. Sorry.
How would you like to put your vulva over my lips. Your vulva.
My vulva over your lips? Like your, yeah.
I'd like to put my lips on your vulva.
I'm down with that. It took me a minute to figure out what's a vulva. I'm like, huh? You know, I have to ask you a question. I mean, we're on a sex show here. So these are like issues that other, I know I was looking for it into my fucking lap.
Hey guys, it's in your lap. That's where the pleasure zone is, apparently. In lap.
My lap is getting warm. So these are like issues that other women deal with. You know, whether they're gonna admit it to you then or not. But I'm gonna admit it to you right now. I can check it out. So I'm standing in your bathroom the other day in my mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I was checking out my vagina.
Mm-hmm.
I have a small clit.
You do.
That's my problem.
It's hard to find.
It is. It was hard for me to find.
It's hard to find. It's like,
just blends right in there. And it's just like a little nubbin.
I know. It's like what? It's like a, you know, Where's Waldo cartoon.
Fuck. I'm so sorry.
It's all right, guys. We don't even know. We know where the clit is generally located.
Just think the 1 o'clock position on a clock.
And the thing that I've learned is the windshield wiper technique.
Oh, yeah.
And Johnny, what's the windshield wiper technique? We're going to go to the phone lines right now. Somebody wants to hear about that. In the 609 area code, we know where that's at.
I'm not.
How you doing tonight? You're live on the air.
Oh, hey, Marijuana Happy Hour, what up?
You are, man. What's going on?
Nothing much, just smoked, listening to the show.
So, man, have you ever heard of the windshield wiper technique?
I have not. What's that?
So, what you do is you take three fingers and you lick them.
Yes.
And you rub them on your girlfriend's clitoris like windshield wipers back and forth. So
But not on fast.
Not fast.
Not high.
We're
just
talking
like
about
a
delay.
A
We're talking about a delay speed on the windshield wiper.
A sprinkle on the windshield.
That's funny.
You said it's
Yo, are you guys like husband and wife?
No, no.
We got married a long time ago. It'll be 8 years.
Have you guys ever met each other in real life?
We're sitting here together right now.
Yes, we are.
So this is like a husband and wife show?
No, it's no husband and wife show. This is I want to tell you how to make a woman come show.
This is a marijuana happy hour. This is what we do. We just get on here and we have various
so
habits.
Is this a weed show or is this a relationship show?
No.
It's anything you want it to be at that moment.
There's no need to talk about relationships when you're high, babe, because everything's good.
Oh, good, baby.
Yeah, you're going to fuck up my high.
So, yeah, we can talk about, you want to talk about, we're hitting a 90% THC vape tonight. Have you tried that yet? Have you tried the vaping?
The vape pens?
Yes.
Yeah, I did the vape pens, but my preferred method is glass bong, double chamber.
Double chamber.
You know what I've been doing lately, Johnny Kush? So,
what's
I'll
that?
I'll get my nug, right? And then I will take some live resin and I'll like spread it on the nug and I'll just put the nug in the bong and then just hit it regular. Gets me fucked up. Maybe sometimes I'll sprinkle a little keef on it because the resin, it, you know, sticks to the resin. So then it's like a super, super hit concentrated blast.
Nice.
What I like to do is I like to, I got this really killer 97% THC cannabis oil. It's a black oil. I like to have Nikki put a glove on. Dip her finger in the cannabis oil, 97%. And then what I like her to do is I love her to stick her finger all the way in my ass and tickle my prostate with that black jelly.
He's loving it.
Oh, okay.
And not only will you come, you will see your 72 virgins that you're going to receive after committing jihad.
Why
oh, wow, that took a dark turn.
Why can't be it be like an ex-girlfriend that does something like that to you? I don't want to stick my finger in anybody's ass.
Well, why are you no fun?
Because we're talking ass now. I mean, that's just, you know how I feel about fucking ass.
Well, didn't I just stick my finger in your ass the other night? You seem to like that, all right.
Well, yeah, but I'm a girl. You're a guy.
Yeah, and my G spot is in my asshole.
Is it really for real?
Tell me, am I right or wrong?
Caller?
Oh, did he call me Joey?
You're a man. I beg your pardon?
Did he call me Joey?
No.
But he said Joey, you know what I mean? And then you were like, caller. I don't know what he means.
I know.
Hey, no, I mean, honestly, RTG, have you ever had a finger in your asshole?
Well, since you used my government name, I can't say anything about that. Yo, do you know what I did find out recently, though? Okay, right? So, you know how some girls, when you're having sex with them, they say, like, choke me, or some people just like to be choked. Right?
Yes.
I just found out that when you choke someone during sex, you're supposed to choke the sides of their neck because that cuts off blood flow. It's not about cutting off airflow. And I didn't fucking know that. So every time I would choke a chick, I was trying to fucking keep her from breathing. I was doing it wrong.
Yeah,
Did you guys know about that? Like,
yeah, what happens is you get their carotid artery. And it makes them lightheaded.
Yeah, something about, like, it cuts off the blood to the brain, and then when you release, a bunch of blood goes to the brain.
See, as a kid, I was an idiot. And me and my buddies, we used to do this thing where you'd inhale and exhale, like, super hard and bend over, and your buddy would hit your neck like that on the side, and literally you'd pass out and wake up with a hard-on.
Shut up, really?
Yeah. It'll put you in a ecstasy. Like you've never felt before.
Huh.
Do you come?
The women do. Because it's like a supernatural experience for a woman to have that happen.
Right.
For me, I think I'm going to see Jesus. It scares me a little bit.
I'm kind of afraid of it, to be honest with you. I don't know if I want to go that far to be choked where I pass out.
Because we did that to a buddy of ours. We did the pass out game, we used to call it.
Yes.
And yeah.
He started fucking spitting up foam and going in convulsions.
Shut
shit.
Up,
yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yo. Now, when I was growing up, when we would do the pass-out game, somebody would take a bunch of deep breaths, put their back up against the wall, and then two of us would, like, push on their chest while they held their breath, and then they would, like,
yeah.
pass out in our arms. We never would hit their necks.
Yeah, what I did the pass-out mm-hmm. game was on the neck.
That's what we did, and we did it to ourselves. Nobody made us pass out. We made ourselves pass out, but they were right there watching.
Would you have to hit your neck?
I beg your pardon?
Nikki, would you hit your neck, though? How would you pass out?
I would stand back against the wall, and you would hold your neck, like, and the blood flow, like what you were saying. So when you pass out, your hands are relaxing, and that's what keeps you from dying. I mean, if you were to do that to me and hold my neck and make me pass out, you could hold me there. I could be dead. And then you let me go,
yeah.
and then, you know, you would wake up eventually, you know, like, quickly, but... I don't know what the rush was. It scared me every time, but you do it more than once. It was a rush. What the fuck's that all about?
See, and generally with choking chicks in bed, this is kind of the secret.
Yes.
That a lot of guys don't know is you got to give them a good 12-second choke to start with. It says, you mean business. But then the rest of the time, what you do is you just put your hand on their neck and you don't choke them ever again because they're scared that it's going to happen again. And the anticipation while you're slamming their fucking puss with your hot cock, fucking
right.
make them melt.
Oh, that's
hilarious.
Oh, God.
So what you do is you put the suggestion up front that it's going to happen and then you never do it again.
You just use the threat of it. That's Christ. I'm about to pack up a bong in celebration.
Right on. We're smoking a bowl. Do you want any of this? I'm just sitting here
getting
away.
No, I'm on the pen. I'm good with the pen.
All right, cool. RTG, I like the taste of a good old-fashioned bowl. You know, actually, I like a joint better. But you can waste a lot of
I go through phases. I'll go through joint phases where I'll smoke joints, like, almost exclusively for, like, 2 or 3 months.
Yes.
And then I'll just get into a bong phase. I was doing dabs for a little while, and I would get really high off it, but that shit would destroy my throat.
That was the best high. I love that. I did my girlfriend's hair, and we were smoking those wax dabs. We put it on her glass and put the reed down, and then we put little pieces after we took it out of the freezer. Holy fucking shit. Was I creative as fuck that night.
Well, that, you know, the other day, too, this vape pen, it's 90% THC.
Mm-hmm.
90%. 9 times the amount. What's that?
How's that even possible?
They extract just the THC out.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get just THC.
So the first time I hit it, one tiny hit, I've never been high before in my life. But
it's
tonight, you know, 5 days later, I'm on my, like, 16th hit of it, and it's not, you know, it's just keeping me normal. So now my tolerance...
By the gram?
I'm sorry?
Do they sell that by the gram? How much does that cost?
It's like $40 for a half a gram.
I want some now.
You put it in a regular vape pen, it doesn't smell... at all, so you could literally take it into your workflow in your boss's face, and he wouldn't even know.
It's awesome. I like the tangerine one. He likes the cream cake. Wait, what's your favorite flavor, would you think?
What's my favorite oil?
Yeah, your flavor. Like, your flavor.
I don't use vape pens. I just get live resin, and... none of it's flavored. One kind of smells like citrus, but I don't think it's supposed to. like the flavor.
No,
I think
no,
it's
it
just
probably
like...
is. It probably is because we have tangerine now, and I like it where he likes like the cookies and cream. So, you know, they and it tastes like it. It tastes just like cookies and cream. And this new batch, it really tastes like tangerine.
Yeah, the way you're talking, it makes me think that you guys, like, are really in the same room together and actually hang out. That can't be the case. That cannot be.
We really are.
I thought you were in Chicago.
I came to visit him.
She's in L.A. right now.
I'm stuck here, actually,
oh,
to be honest
God.
With you, because Chicago got a winter storm. I can't fly in. I am part of
that's
the 700 fucking delays.
Man, that's crazy. You guys are still going strong with the show. That's even crazier.
Isn't it fucking like, dude, what? Why? Why do you still do the show? And I'm like, because what else am I going to do?
It's fun. I enjoy it. I learn.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, conversations that we have on the show here of late that we haven't even had, you know, that we should have, a lot of people would have one-on-one, but I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, until every man gets a finger up his butt, we got to keep going.
I mean, like, okay, I'm going to walk out for a second, and you guys can pause, but I'm going to bring up a topic of discussion. Robert the Genius, you eat pussy, right?
I do.
Okay, cool. So, do you notice the difference in what a woman's pussy tastes like? We were discussing my diet and the amount of chocolate that I eat. So, I think that is a topic. You know, I'm going to excuse myself.
Oh, you're going to excuse yourself. And what I'm going to explain to most men is if you make a woman come, it's like eating a McGriddle.
A McGriddle?
Have you ever had a McGriddle?
Oh, dude, all the time.
So, like, you eat a McGriddle, and, like, you know, you eat a McGriddle, and it tastes one way. Then all of a sudden you hit the fucking, you hit the jack load. You hit the syrup little portion of the McGriddle in the middle.
Yeah.
It's like these eat bastards at McDonald's took a syringe and put fucking maple syrup in the middle of a sausage sandwich.
That's what, when a chick, if you're eating at a chick and she comes, that's what it tastes like?
Not exactly like that, but the taste changes all of a sudden. It's like, them. What was that? I agree
that the taste changes. But, you know, I feel like it kind of tastes like the change taste. I feel like it kind of tastes like metal, like just slightly. That's the only way I could describe it, because it's not like a fucking food taste, you know?
No,
it's like, to me,
it's like eating one of those sweet and sour candies where it's sweet on the outside and all of a sudden it gets sour a little bit.
Okay, maybe, yeah. I could kind of see what you're saying. But not overwhelmingly sour, but like thing like that.
Just a hint of it, and you're like, oh, she's come. So, guys, if you're eating pussy and the taste don't change, she's not come yet.
Damn, you're right. That's right.
And me and Robert will admit, oh, shit, I didn't say that name alive. RBJ, sorry.
RTJ.
RTJ. You can call me Robert. It's all good.
Well, it's not RBJ because he's into the butt play. RBJ,
exactly.
Butt play or no butt play with RBJ.
That's funny.
Yo, but when I eat pussy, though, I rarely, if ever, am down there until she comes or she comes. She'll come from a combination of things, but I'm probably not down there when it happens, you know?
Why?
I'm not really a giver. I do it like as like foreplay, you know, for like a little bit, get it kind of wet down there. And then, you know, I'm like most dudes, you know. But
do you like multiple orgasms? Do you like to be able to give a woman multiple orgasms?
If she's able to have them.
Okay, let me tell you something. If you make her come by licking her pussy, she's going to have faster, quicker, and harder multiple orgasms. The greatest thing that you can do to a woman to make her come eat her pussy first and make her come that way. It feels good, just like fucking blowing a load in a chick's mouth while she's sucking your dick. It is the same fucking thing. I don't know if you
right,
can have
I hear you, but I don't put in that effort unless she's like an 8 or higher, or like we know a bunch of mutual people. You know what I mean? I don't really give a fuck if I get like a banging sex review. I'll take an okay one. That's just me. And like, God, I'm not a relationship guy, so I'm doing a lot of like one and dones. And so it's like, you know.
Okay,
knows.
So you're not in a relationship. You are actually out. You're whoring right now, right?
I'm whoring. Like Johnny was when he was in L.A. And Johnny, were you trying to give like an Oscar-worthy performance every time you got it in with one of those broads? You know what I mean?
No.
You're just trying to, you know, you're kind of just running through them, you know?
Should you tell him about one of the first times you had sex?
Yeah, go ahead.
You fucking passed out because you had one too many fucking beers. I passed out with his hand on my fucking clit.
Who, you guys? Was this in Vegas? Drake. Nikki, are you telling a Vegas story?
No, this
no,
is, this
I'm
is
telling
from,
you the story from 3 months ago.
Yeah, 3 months ago. I went out visit. I went to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I passed out. Passed out halfway through sex.
He got there. It was his second night being there, too. No, it was the third night. It was our third night having sex. Second or third, I don't know. But you had too many beers, and he fucking passed out with his hand on my clit.
Nice.
Poor man, but he drove. Hours and hours and hours and hours.
Yeah,
day.
I drove from L.A. to Chicago.
He was so
sleeping.
Fucking tired.
You drove?
Yeah.
I drove. I had a couple beers. I passed out, all right? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Damn. That's a
would
great
have had some
story.
We'd have been able to party a lot longer at night.
Well, I tried.
Yo, I don't know about you guys in L.A., but finally, for the first time in like 2 years, we finally got good coke here in Philly.
Oh, it's
finally around.
Medical or is it recreational now?
No, just like street shit. But the shit for years, Atlantic City, Philly, it was all garbage. It was super cut. It was super cut. You wouldn't even really get nummies.
Do you think that, I mean, it's probably coming, I would say, out of Michigan? Because that would be, I don't know about Ohio. But
well,
Illinois,
no, Ohio's legal now. Ohio's completely legal.
But not recreational.
You know, recreational's legal.
Not Ohio. In Ohio.
2 weeks ago.
Recreational cocaine.
Oh. No, that's not legal.
That's what I'm talking about.
Cocaine?
Yeah, I'm saying we finally got good coke on the East Coast again after years of having shit coke.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. That's good. They always cut
That's why I was
like,
Michigan? It's coming through Canada? Because that would mean they have to ship it from the Southern Hemisphere to the Northern Hemisphere and then south again.
All right.
I love this guy.
I know you do.
I love this fucking guy.
I know.
That's crazy.
So I was at the bank the other day, and I was eating this chick's asshole.
I couldn't fucking believe it.
What?
So no,
you
the other thing,
from
too.
New Jersey?
No, we got these women here. You know, we're supposed to eat these pussies, right? You know, I eat these pussies so good. I pulled a little muscle underneath my tongue. I eat the pussy so good. Pulled the muscle.
You don't think that my fucking tongue muscle is causing me to come now.
And, I eat that pussy. She comes in my mouth. But when it's time for Johnny to come, we can't put that shit in the mouth. Oh, it's dangerous.
I've had gag reflex. I can't help it.
And I'll tell you one thing. I told you.
It in the mouth?
My tongue is delicious.
It probably is.
Come on, Nikki. You got to put in more effort, girl.
You know what? Let me tell you the effort that I put in.
Let's hear the effort you put in.
I put in a lot of effort.
A lot of effort, huh?
You do reciprocal oral?
Beg your pardon?
Reciprocal oral?
I do, and I cup the balls and everything. And I suck, right. And I use my tongue, and I use my right hand to macerate his cock, and my left hand to massage the balls. I mean, I put in 110%, I think.
No.
Fuck.
95.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Because if I sticking your finger up my ass.
Okay, so just my hand here pushing.
No, I need a fucking middle finger right up the asshole.
Really?
Yeah.
You got the latex-free gloves? I saw a video once where a girl did that after we talked about that. I went and got a video, okay, on how to massage the prostate. I'm not going to lie. Let's just throw it out there. And she put on latex gloves. And the man really seemed to enjoy it. All four of the men in the educational video that I bought from the porn shack. So if you got the latex-free gloves,
I don't have latex-free gloves, but I have some saran wrap.
Well, you're fucked until the next time we meet, Johnny Kush.
Yo, have you guys ever used saran wrap in a pinch as like a makeshift condom?
No.
I know. Who uses condoms, right?
Yes.
Well, I mean, honestly, somebody's allergic to latex. Have you ever run into a chick that's allergic to latex?
But I know they exist.
They exist, and she exists. Okay, and
I'm right here.
So I have to go to the drugstore and get these latex-free condoms.
Nikki, is he talking about you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God.
No, honestly, I mean, tell him honestly, how long did I fuck you that night?
Hours.
I mean, every time we fuck. How many times do we...
Hours. Robert's a genius. I have never been with a man that has fucked me and come and then done it four more times to come for a total of five times in what was like a 3.5 hour period.
Yeah, you know what the secret is? This is latex-free condoms. It's like putting a fucking sleeping bag on and shoving your dick in a pussy. They're so thick and bad.
But I'm allergic to latex. I'll get like blisters.
What happens if you use a blister?
I would get blisters. I'm allergic to it. I'm like clean. I don't have an STD, but I'm so highly allergic to latex that if I even put like latex gloves on my hands, after 10 minutes I take them off, I have blisters and hives, and if I'm highly allergic to it. So
damn,
I would get
crazy.
That would itch and hurt. Fuck that, man. So
right?
Do you want to wear a latex condom and come one time, or wear a latex-free condom and fuck five times and come off? What?
How about
I mean,
no condom?
It's just, I'm just telling you, it's not, I've never been able to maintain an erection that long because usually I could feel something.
But he was hard the whole time, so he was feeling it.
Yeah.
I only took fucking 60 Ellis's and drank a fucking half gallon of Crown Royal.
Nice.
Yes.
So, everybody, we're live tonight on the show. We got RTG, MHH legend, Hall of Famer.
Woo!
Very special. People, we know you did the boxing show. Are you doing any more radio? Are you done? What are you doing, bro?
I'm done, dude. I'm just doing my date and raising the kids, and that's going good. And you know, just pretty much chilling, man. I work from home, and I'm smoking weed, and just you know, doing shit on the computer. That's pretty much it, man.
Yeah, still slaying shitty mortgages?
No, I do real estate appraising.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the financial collapse of 2008, by the way.
I do what I can, bro.
Real play. I mean, this guy's not slaying pussy. I mean, this guy went to the Johnny Kush pussy school of pussy.
He slays pussy.
And he's slaying it.
He's not eating it,
yeah.
But he's slaying it.
Well, I taught him right, man. You don't need to eat no pussy if you got a good, nice dick.
I mean, like, yo, I'll eat pussy usually the first time I sleep with a broad, a new broad. And, or if I'm in a relationship with a chick, in the beginning I do it more often, and then that trails off. I'm just speaking matter-of-factly.
Yeah, and I'm just going to put this out there for a rule for guys and everybody out there. It's the amount of time you eat pussy is the size of your penis. If you have a micro penis, you need to eat pussy 3-4 hours a night.
Yeah, you better.
If you have an average penis, eat the pussy till it comes. If you have an above average penis, look at it a couple of times, wink at her and go, it's time to go. If you got one of them giant horse cocks, you never have to eat a pussy.
That's not true. I don't like horse cock. I'm scared of it. That shit hurts.
Yeah, well, you're a minority.
Yeah. I recently started messing with this broad. She's a librarian, which is cool. But she's into kind of some weird shit, and it threw me for a loop. You know, I'm being totally serious. This is a real story. This happened like a month ago. She has a daddy. I'm about to tell you. She has a daddy kink, and it's not like I don't have to role play or anything, but she'll be like, call me daddy, and I'm a bad girl, and shit like that. And my question is, and I'm not into that, so like I kind of played along, but really I'm just focusing on, you know, fucking and doing my thing. But how is that not weird to, or how does someone have that? Like, I have a daughter, like, that is weird to me. You know what I mean? And like, I don't know. Go ahead, Nick, you got this.
I agree with you. I don't have a daddy issue, but, I don't want to think of my daddy when I'm or fucking or having sex or doing a quickie. Yeah, that's the last thing. But I do, a lot of girls do have daddy issues, and that's their way of. What do you think, Kush?
I love that.
I
love it. Oh, my God. Daddy
different
knows
truth.
How daddy brings home the bacon. Daddy.
John.
Who's how to play.
He has such a massage on his face. Robert,
I love
no
it.
Idea.
I love it because you know they're damaged. You know they're bad goods. You know
right.
You're not going to bore Shimes in a couple of weeks and ruin your life. You need to become daddy. And honestly, what you should do is put some Old Spice on and come to bed with whitey tighties, nothing else on. Because she will fuck you like you've never been fucked before. Play the Rodney Dangerfield character from what's that name of that movie with Woody Harrelson and the chick where they're murderers?
I don't know.
Oh, Natural Born Killers.
Natural Born
yes!
Killers. When you meet a girl that has daddy issues
like that, wow.
Watch that movie again and act exactly like Rodney Dangerfield does, and I guarantee you, you'll connect more than anything in the world. Like, honestly, fucking
yeah.
With a fucking whitey tighties while eating a pastrami sandwich with too much mustard on it.
How about the mug on that guy? Jesus.
Oh, man, he got no respect.
How did he get famous? Like, jeez, his eyes were about to jump out of his head.
He's a loser, man. People love losers. They love making fun of him. They love laughing at him.
He made an ass of himself.
Why do you think Johnny Cush is still 8 years in the game?
Yeah, he did have a self-deprivating comedy style.
He did. I mean, I've gone out of my way before. It's make, you know.
The best joke of all time was he walked in on his brother fucking his wife, and he goes, hey, I have to, but you?
Yeah. She's a machine gun laugh.
Yeah, pure paradise, my friend. Pure paradise.
Oh, my God, you're killing me.
Damn,
you ever see the look
90%.
In the hostage's eyes? Do you ever see the look in the hostage's eyes just before they get ready to get released? That's what I look like right now.
Oh, my God.
Now, we only got a couple minutes left, but have you ever been with a woman that's been too horny? And you're like, I can't fuck. This is too much fucking.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You ever talk to your buddies, you're like, what do you got to do tonight? He's like, I got to go home and fuck my girl. And you're like, and they're like, awesome. You're like, no, man. It's a lot of work. I just want to watch some football game. Maybe just jerk off on our titties and fall asleep, you know.
I never had a girl ask for too much sex when we were sober. It's usually like a night of partying or like on vacation or something where they want more sex than after twice. I don't know. I'm just like, whatever. I'd rather like play on my phone or something.
Okay. So are you referencing that I'm too horny? That I want too much sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're fucking simple.
Well, you have to remember, and think about this, Robert the Genius.
Hmm.
His only man